Here's another End Times update.
Well, our End Time reports often focus upon technology and how it lines up with possible scenarios laid out in the Bible concerning end time events. But we mustn't lose sight of some other categories, such as pestilence and earthquakes in various places and persecution. This End Times update will direct our attention to a few of the things that are taking place in China. We simply don't hear much about it in the mainline media, how Christians are being treated in China, that is. It's sad. No one who is a decent human being wants to see it happening. But the people of China are under a terrible oppression and persecution by their government, just for the sake of their faith, what they believe. We need to report on these matters. On July 12th, Chinese police arrested more than 100 house church leaders who were meeting for a retreat in a western autonomous region called Xinjiang. These Christians were surrounded by more than 200 military police and Public Security Bureau officers. They arrived in their police and military vehicles and arrested people with no warrants and no identification papers were shown by the officers as they carried out the raid. 30 of these leaders are still being held in a nearby town, and others have been transported to their home areas where they're under the detention of their local Public Security Bureau. Several have been confined to the Bureau's Transformation and Study Center. This is where they'll be interrogated and pressured to renounce their faith. Those who resist will likely be formally charged, tried, and imprisoned. Now, in China, it's illegal to cross a provincial border to hold a religious meeting without the approval of the Religious Affairs Bureau and the state-sponsored Three Self Patriotic Movement Church. One of the people that has been arrested in this roundup is a leader of the Yingxiang Church for more than 20 years. He's being held near the camp in Xinjiang. Also arrested was Jin Da, a 34-year-old general secretary of the Three Self-Patriotic Movement. Jin has 46 churches under his leadership, but because it's reported that he supports unregistered house churches, he's now under arrest. At the same time, 40 house church leaders were arrested while attending a training seminar in another province. A Taiwanese couple who were leading the seminar have been arrested, and nobody knows their whereabouts. China wants us to think that their people have freedom to practice religion. But the cases that we're reporting here, and hundreds like them, show that to be a complete farce. The Chinese government considers all Protestant churches outside of the official government-controlled Three Self-Patriotic Movement to be subversive. The official churches are restricted to varying degrees around the country with their doctrine and their practice, and Catholics are also restricted to a government-controlled church. They're not allowed to recognize the authority of the Pope. Now, WorldNet Daily reported some time ago of a smuggled tape that came out of China documenting the destruction of unregistered churches in the Xinjiang province. In November, Chinese officials closed 125 places of worship that affected over 3,000 Christians. In another case, a church leader who was imprisoned in China was crippled by a severe beating because he had led 50 fellow inmates to the Christian faith. Earlier in the year, another Christian pastor who was imprisoned by the Chinese government feared that he would die because of injuries suffered while in custody. Well, my friend, we may not be able to put much political pressure on the country of China, but we can apply Holy Spirit pressure on the government of China. It seems to me it's the least that we can do, since the Christians in China are the ones who are enduring this persecution, not us. So how do we apply Holy Spirit pressure on a country? It seems as though maybe it's an impossible undertaking, but it's not. Prayer. Prayer will do it. Now, if you are an intercessor who is called to praying for countries all over the world and this country, that's wonderful. You'll know how to run with this information. But if you're like most folks, prayer time is something we struggle to stay faithful and committed to. And in that case, I'd ask you to just remember to send up a prayer missile for the people of China, the Christians that are being persecuted, maybe come against the government for their wicked dealings with Christians and pray that they might even be blinded to these house meetings that the government calls illegal. Pray for courage for the Chinese Christians to continue to spread the gospel and spread the faith and have the courage not to deny their faith when they're persecuted. You know, I often wonder what the Christians in this country will do when this level of persecution hits our country. And perhaps you think it's not going to happen that badly here.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
who put their trust in Him.